my friends, you know, of the 8 to 10 or 12 guys I hung around with, you know, on Sundays, you know, those that were, you know, and whatnot, they had their church activities and whatnot, and for those that weren't, so, you know, Sundays was the day we took off to, you know, as I said, a lot of times during the summers we were going down, we'd go down to Seattle, you know, the it's not quite the Seattle, Arlington was, it may, you know, maybe once a month or something like that. During racing season, we'd go down to Arlington. Remember going out to Mission quite regularly. And usually those are Sundays that we'd go out. So Sunday tended to be a good time for me on the farm as well, because Sunday was sort of our, the one day of, you know, if we had a, you know, a slow day, it would be Sunday. So the rest of the week were long, you know, usually long days, and we worked at least a half day Saturday as well, just to finish up and whatnot. And so if there was a slack day, it would be Sunday. You know, all your chores are done. And, well, it's been sort of Saturday after, you know, after the last delivery on Saturday, we get our all chores done, and then we'd be able to have a sort of a day off on Sunday. So most of our activities with our friends and whatnot were done on Sunday. Yeah, during the day, during the weekdays, it was kind of tough. A lot of times, depending on the number of orders you had, that you had to fill and stuff like that. So lots of work to, that we, if we, if we didn't have homework, then we were working on the farm.
City and/or your community changed since you were a child?
Oh, phenomenal! Yeah.
How and in what ways?
I guess mostly just from the amount of urbanization that's gone out. You know, living in Burnaby, you know, I remember used to going with Dad downtown. He'd pick up the weekly supplies, and he did all his shopping downtown in Chinatown area. And plus, he would be, you know, a few of the grocery stores that were down in Chinatown, he'd drop off some more, you know, those that he knew, he'd drop, you know, he'd make some deliveries downtown as well. And then once that was done, he'd, you know, purchase the week's sort of supplies and whatnot. And so I used to love going downtown with him. But that was, you know, for a little kid, though, that was always... you know, you felt like you were living out, you were out in the boonies, and you go downtown, big city, so once a week you used to go downtown, and that was almost like another little mini cultural, or, you know, a little mini part of my life that was always interesting, because it was, you know, in the Vancouver downtown, you know, which is now Hastings, Pender, and that one, because Dad would spend probably half the day there, you know, by the time he made his deliveries and whatnot. And sometimes my brother would go, sometimes not. I would just, you know, whenever he was doing his stuff, I'd get off, and we were running around. There was actually one or two guys I chummed around, only because I knew them. There was where Chinese actually lived down in Chinatown, and then through the association in some sense, I guess they were probably distant relatives of mine on my mom's side. So I'd catch up with one or two of them when I was down there on Saturdays, because they had school. They'd have school on the first thing. They'd go to Chinese school, and then right after that, I'd meet up with them and kind of chum around a little bit before I'd head back into Burnaby. So. Another whole different collection of you know, people I hung around with, but you know, that didn't last too long, because as I said, you know, that was only when I was younger. As you got into our teens, you know, they had other interests and whatnot, and I kind of lost touch with that group. And then towards that end, my dad didn't, you know, as I got older and I was able to drive, I did the deliveries, and so there wasn't time to goof around.
Yeah.
just sort of made major drops in, you know, deliveries, got, you know, bought the supplies and headed home kind of thing, so.
Things here in Burnaby have changed a lot.
Oh yeah, for sure. Just the things, I remember the old Oak Theater. I used to go there to see movies. It's not there anymore. And there's just different things, the whole Metrotown area there. I mean, it's just amazing the amount of commercialization that's gone into there, because Burnaby used to be just kind of a sleepy suburb of Vancouver, you know, hardly any shopping, more residential than anything else, right? We had the Sears and we had I think that's about it. I mean, as far as shopping goes, Brentwood was in there when I was growing up, you know. So I mean, just the number of shopping centers that have the commercialization, housing that's gone in, just down in the again down where the family farm was. I mean, across the street now is all zoned M3, and it, you know, it's just, you know, all these small kind of warehousing kind of businesses are just across the street now from the family farm. So our farm, the family farm is still in the agricultural land reserve. So just on the, going down Burn Road, the east side is still, you know, agricultural land reserve, and the other side is zoned medium, M3, medium industry now. It's all a whole, just all these one high kind of little warehouses, kind of just tons of businesses down there, you know. There's a big golf course that's down on just on the west side there now, on coming down Burn. Again, just the amount of stuff that's down there is just amazing. The farm still belongs to my, you know, belongs to the family, still rent, you know. My dad passed away in 71, so we haven't actually farmed it ourselves. By that time, I was just a year away from graduating, and my brother was a couple of years behind me. He had no interest in carrying on with the farm. So Mom, at that time, decided to rent it out. And so it's been rented out. It's still being farmed today. But, you know, she's had it rented out since my dad passed away. So as I said, career-wise, I've went to engineering, and my brother got into retail and whatnot. I don't think it was ever my mom and dad's intention that we carry on with that. It was what they did to ensure that, you know, their sons got an education and made something for themselves kind of thing. So it was never their intention that we would carry on as a sort of a family business kind of thing.
Why have you chosen to live and work in Burnaby?
Interesting question. I don't know. When I got married, we actually lived with my mom and my brother for about a couple of years before we started looking for our own place. And for whatever reason, we didn't actually stray into Vancouver at all. We, you know, all the places that we wanted to look at were all in Burnaby. We didn't look anywhere else. We didn't look in Richmond and look out in Surrey. We specifically targeted Burnaby sites when we were looking around for a place. And, we preferred Burnaby only because I guess at that time the any of the other places, I guess specifically Vancouver and whatnot, just was too commercialized, too busy. And, you know, I mean, we moved in 74. I mean, this is back in '70s, and we always thought, at that time, we thought Vancouver was too busy. And we just, I don't know, just liked the pace that, you know, and Burnaby had, what, you know, what we were, you know, what we had, what were wanting in a community. And, where we chose, it was within a couple of blocks of an elementary school. Our two boys walked to school, and they were actually close enough, were close enough to Central. We're just two blocks up from Central as well. So they went to Central, and then anyway, so yeah, both our boys went through the Burnaby school system as well. So it offered, you know, all the amenities that but it was close enough if we had to, you know, we needed to go into either Vancouver or whatnot for other things. I can't, I guess it was just part of our upbringing, I guess, you know, as it were, from our childhood. You know, Burnaby just was a very comfortable kind of place, and wanted to stay here, I guess. I'm gonna. This is. I mean, you're not gonna be able to use this, but I can remember. This is. I don't know if everybody.
This will be publicly accessible.
I know, but you know. I mean, this is in grade. I guess grade six. We were at the elementary school at Riverside. All the classrooms were all in one row. There were six of them, I believe, so one for each grade kind of thing. And they had windows out onto the school field. And looking west, I guess you could see up where Central Park was and whatnot, as you're going up the crest of the hill along, I guess, where Kingsway would be. And so I remember we were writing a test or something like that, and all of a sudden I heard this humming, and I thought it was kind of odd that, you know, the janitor would be out in the hall, you know, with his polishing machine or whatever. That's what it kind of sounded like, his high-pitched whine. And I just looked up from my test, and I looked out the window, and I saw this saucer-shaped thing hovering above the treetops. And I don't know if everybody has a UFO story, but this is mine. And it was just, you know, I looked at it, and it was just hovering there, and it was just momentarily, and then I looked back to my test. And I didn't realize what I'd seen. I just looked, and I saw this shiny thing, and I realized this is totally bizarre. And I looked, and all of a sudden this thing just took off, you know, up, you know, sort of crested on top of what were the trees on top of where Central Park was, and just disappeared. And by the time I called, you know, I could, you know, get because everybody else was concentrating on their test and whatnot, before I could say anything, it was gone. So that's my it's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
So, you know, I've always had growing up, I read a lot. Always had an interest in science fiction and whatnot. And so, those are one of those, you know, I mean, you could tell 100 people, and virtually probably none of them will believe you, but that's what I, and it's one of those things that happened to you that is totally embedded in your memory, you know, and it's as crystal clear as it is today as it was back in grade six. You know, I can still, you know, it's one of those things that it's so either shocking or so provoking, you know, that you know, you know, those little snapshots of whatnot get embedded in your memory. That, you know, as I said, I only have to think back. I can hear that hum. I can, you know, I remember looking out and I saw this shape. You know, it was just, you know, shiny and glistening in the sun. It was bright. You know, it was a sunny day. So, you know, it wasn't a reflection or anything like that. And it could have been. This would have been in grade six. It would have been like 1950 something. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure the military didn't have any kind of aircraft of that kind at that time, and it was just slowly drifted off, and all of a sudden just took off. So I knew I'd seen something bizarre.